build your soil with leaves hitting the ground this fall. We're preparing for a productive growing season next on Western Life Radio.
State Parks has a series of 17 snowmobiling complex maps available. These maps have a description of the trail, difficulty rating, mileage, and GPS coordinates. For your copy, download them from www.snowut.com. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, a scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio. Take advantage of the falling leaves in your garden. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening adds to his garden's full potential.
If you're cleaning up your own leaves, an awesome tool to collect them and to get them started on breaking down is your lawnmower. If you put a bag on your lawnmower and catch all the leaves with that, it'll grind them up, they'll break down quicker, and they won't blow around as much. I've got a neighbor, and I have been eyeing her leaves, and I need to get out there tomorrow because I don't want them to go into garbage. She's got three bags, those black garbage bags, just crammed full of leaves on her driveway. I'm going to go and mooch those from her. I'm going to leave them in the bags for right now. I'm going to pour a little water in there to get the decomposition process started, and I'm going to leave them like that probably until spring. These I'll probably use around the artichokes so that I've got the artichokes for next year. The artichokes, again, need a little extra protection. And I think that your biggest thing is chop them up somehow. If that means you're putting them in an old garbage can and having the kids stomp on them, that'll break them down enough that they're likely to stay put and that they'll decompose nicely.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.